This guy walks up to him. He says, "What's up?" He said, "About 3 weeks ago, my uncle died and he left me $40,000. The guy said, "Well, that sounds good." The man, still with a straight face and kind of downtrodden, said, "You don't understand. 2 weeks ago, a sister to my aunt that I'd only met a couple times died and left me $85,000. "Well, that sounds good." "No, you don't get it. I had a great cousin that I'd never met died last week, left me $250,000. The guy looks at me and says, "What's the problem?" He said, "This week I got nothing." Wow, did I hear somebody play right into my hand and say, "Wow"? Well, we went to Universal Studios and Walt Disney World this week. We only spent 2 days at each because that's what we could afford to do. And I thought it apropos to maybe play a clip from one of the places we visited. My family, I am, Brittany, Jamie, Tyler, we're all big Harry Potter fans. And this is one of the very first scenes from one of the very first movies, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
36, but last year there was 37.
Perfect. Perfect for what I want to talk about this morning. Now, a lot of us in this room, me included, go, "What a..." Yeah, Nicole just made a fist. What do you want to do? You just want to punch that kid in the face, don't you? They just want to punch him in the face. Through the whole series, you just want to punch him in the face. Here's the thing. Is it the kid's problem? Who's at fault for the way this kid is? The parents. Here's what I want to say to you. It is both. And let me tell you why. Because our own entitlement wants someone to blame. Do you get that? It is absolutely the parents' problem that the kid is that way. But everybody in this room is quick to go, "Yes, but the fault belongs to someone else." So if I were to say your children's problems are all your fault, you would find a way to say, "Well, they go to this school, or this teacher did this, or their dad does this, or they're growing up now," and therein lies the problem. Let's look at a definition first. Let's look at the definition of entitlement, okay? The fact or having a, and here's where this all gets blurry, the fact or having a right to something, a right, social right. You ready for this one? Basic human rights. Think on that for a minute, because I did a ton of thinking, 12 hours down and 12 hours back, and a whole lot of Googling. The amount to which, okay, so not only do we have rights, but those rights have measurements. Not only do I have a right to health care, I have a right to X amount of health care. Not only do I have a right to a home, I have a right to X size home. You do? This is the one. The belief that one is inherently deserving of privileges or special treatment. Now, without raising your hands, how many of you have entitlement issues? Anybody care to raise their hand? No? You notice the entitlement issues that the world has, right? You notice the entitlement issues that the government has, that teenagers today have. About 10% of the students in the economics class at Valencia College want the government to leave them alone, not tax them too much, and let them regulate their own lives. 80% of the students said the American dream means a dream house and a job, money for retirement, vacations, but the part that gets me is 8 of those 10 students said they want the government to pay for their home, their health care, and their tuition, and to pay the down payment on their house, and to give them a job. 10% want the government to leave them alone. 80% of them want the government to pay for these things. That's not you? No, that's not us. We're not like Dudley. We're not like those people. The federal government has 235 entitlement programs that cost American taxpayers $1 trillion each year. The three largest of those are Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, none of which are sustainable. None of which are sustainable. Here's what you want. You want your Social Security to be there when you retire, don't you? You also want the government to cut taxes, don't you? Yes or no? You want free colleges for everyone, just like we have free kindergarten, free seventh grade, free eighth grade. But you want to give the government you're asking to pay for that less money every 4 years. Correct or incorrect? See, here's what we've done. This is basic economics that most of us don't get. We want to weigh in on healthcare. We want to weigh in on, over this past week, the planet in general. The staying in or the pulling out of what is going on with all of these countries getting together and saving the planet for the next generation. And everybody has an opinion on that. But those who have an opinion have no idea what that is going to cost this country, as opposed to 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 our country, and how it is going to affect your Social Security, your Medicare, your Medicaid, your defense. You're speaking of things you do not know. Do you know what that's called? Entitlement. Because you have the right to your opinion. Really? And do I have the right to not listen? Let's break it down a little further. Let's get personal here. You ever been in traffic? I don't like traffic. I don't like traffic at all. I don't like people in traffic. I admit it. I own it. I don't like people in traffic. I don't want to see the face because I don't want them to know that I don't like them. Do you know why I don't like them? Because here's what they do. Lane closure in 2 miles. You know what's coming, don't you? Lane closure in 1 mile. Lane closure in 10 feet. Blink, 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 blink. Do you know what that's called? Come on. Do you know what that's called? Some of you aren't answering because you're like, that's me. Some of you will get out of traffic into the lane and get back over. Why? Why? Because, listen to me, because you think it is your right to get where you're going faster than me. Do you know what that is called? Entitlement. At Animal Kingdom this week, Pandora World opened. Do you know what one of the stupidest things you can do on your vacation is? Go to the opening of something. If you look up stupid in the dictionary, I have a big family portrait there. Because I love my wife a lot. And we went to Animal Kingdom, and you know what I did? Pandora World was over there. You know what I did? I went this way. I got on the safari, which used to be the most popular ride, in 2 minutes. 2 minutes. You know how awesome that is. I left the safari ride and walked right on to the river ride. Walked right onto it. Do you know why? Because I'm not stupid, but I love my wife. So you know what I did the next day? I was supposed to go to Magic Kingdom. No. I parked my car back at Animal Kingdom at 7:45 in the morning. I walked to the gate, in the door, in this massive amount of things I think were people. And nobody said good morning to me that day, but here's what was said. Hey! Hey, the line's over there! We've been waiting, the line's over there. I did not see the signs. Neither did the 50 people in front of me or the 100 people behind me. There was a line here, a line here, a line here, and a line here. But there was a lady who swore that that line was the line and everyone else was cutting. Do you know what that's called? Entitlement. Well, Craig, I'm still not convinced that I'm entitled. Well, let's go to Psychology Today. I'm not going to need that. Oh, I am going to need that. Psychology Today, 9 types of entitlement tendencies. Please refrain from staring at your spouse anytime during the following reading. Examples of entitlement tendencies. Number one, you expect the same rules to apply to others whether or not they apply to you. For example, other people might need to start at the bottom and work their way up. You should come in on whatever level you feel like you are qualified. I have more school than you. I know more people than you. So even though you've worked here for 10 years and have worked your way up, I should start at the same level as you. Anybody? No, never mind. Never mind. No. You feel massively put out when people ask you for small... You feel massively put out when people ask you for small favors, but when you ask people for favors, it should be no big deal. You expect other people to be interested in you, your stories, and your agenda. Then you are in them, their stories, and their agenda. If you are in 2 hours of conversations during a day and 1 hour and 45 minutes of that is about you, your life, your sickness, your health, your money, your job, your kids, you're entitled. You disregard rules intended for everyone's comfort. For example, you ignore the signs that say don't put your feet on the back of the chair at the cinema. It's not about making you uncomfortable. It's about the comfort of everyone in the room. You shouldn't smoke here. Please go 25 feet. It's okay, I'm outside as long as I'm 2 feet. You will ignore the rules if they suit you, even if they're for the comfort of everyone. Oh, if you don't want to be upset with me, close your ears. I'm serious. Number 5, you freeload. Now, everybody's like, no, we don't do that. For example, you use BitTorrent to download movies rather than paying for them. Let me help you. You get Wi-Fi from the neighbor's house. You park your car next to a coffee shop and you get Wi-Fi when you don't buy anything. You have a Roku, a Fire Stick, or something like that that someone hacked for you, and you pay no one for the movies that are being made. You'll make a copy of a CD that someone else bought and put it on your computer and listen to it as if it were your own. Everything I mentioned just now is stealing. Everything that I mentioned just now is stealing. And I really don't care if you're upset at me. It's stealing, period. And you're entitled. You inconvenience others without thinking. For example, you'll make a reservation and you won't call to cancel. So someone that's waiting in line has an open table. You expect that a server at a restaurant is supposed to serve you and that's their job. So tipping them is on the people who pay them, not on you. You make plans with friends and then bail on those plans. You run into a store 1 minute, you run into a store 1 minute before closing or a restaurant 5 minutes before closing and you bring 10 people in, sit down and say, we got here before it closed. Not worried that the kitchen guy wants to go home to his brand new baby. Not worried that the bartender wants to go home to their people because they don't close at 11. They'll close at 12:30 for you. Say both of the O'Charlie's veterans. You think it's okay to upset or offend other people? You see people who like to keep the peace as weak. You cheat in environments. You cheat in environments that are based on reciprocity. Do you understand what that means? I didn't either. For example, you ask lots of questions in an internet forum, but you don't take the time to provide any answers. Okay? So you like things where everybody gives, Like Goodwill. Like Goodwill. You never take anything of yours to Goodwill, but you go to Goodwill to get everything. Why? Well, because everybody else is giving, why should I? If you're the type of person that takes and does not give. Do you know what the next example on here is? I don't want to offend anyone, but the next example on here has to do with taxes versus health care. You'll take some kind of health care from the government, but you'll do everything that you can to avoid paying taxes every year. Do you know what that's called? Entitlement. But it's your right. Says who? There's my question. That's where all this is going. If it's your right, says who? Do you know what I did? I tried to find somewhere that told me what basic human rights were. Do you know I could find zero things that actually agreed on what they were? I couldn't find them. How about American rights? Well, what are rights? We have laws, we have privileges, and the word that I want you to really think about that we need to start keying in on is we have opportunities, and that's what we have lost. We have made our freedom to have opportunities rights, and that is where we are wrong. That is the illusion of entitlement. When you have the opportunity to get something and you think that it should be yours regardless. My daughter comes to me and says, every seventh grader in the world has a cell phone, so I should then what? Entitlement. I don't think every seventh grader should have a cell phone. But if I told you I didn't think some of you should have a cell phone either, you'd probably get mad at me. Do you know what my biggest pet peeve is when it comes to entitlement and being the church and loving people in charity? Somebody walks in here, asks me for $65 to pay their electric bill that they can't pay, and when I say no, they pull out their iPhone 6 and they start Googling the next place to go. Can I just give you a hint? Do not ask me for money if you have a fancy phone. Do not ask me for money if you pay more than $50 for your data plan. Do not ask me for money if you just went to Disney World and Universal. Do not ask me for money because I just went to Disney World and Universal. Do you know what we want to do, guys? We want to blame the government, just like you were quick to blame the parents. But here's the deal. Do you know why the government's in debt? Because you're in debt. The America people, the government of America, is the reflection of an American people. And you say it's not, I say it is. Look around. Do you have the right to criticize a government that is trillions of dollars in debt when you are tens of thousands of dollars in debt? Do you have that right? Here's my suggestion. Let's get 100 people out of debt and then let's start talking. So hypocrisy's not written on our foreheads. We don't have the right. Do you know what I did find when I was looking up human rights in the Bible? You're entitled to one thing according to the scripture. One thing. Hell. Think long and hard. For all of you scholars, think long and hard. You are entitled as a human being to one thing. Hell. Do you know why some of you are not going to hell? By the grace of God, you have been saved. Period. From the only thing you have a right to. Now, because God laid forth some laws with how we live together, there are some things that you should be able to avoid. George ought to be able to live his life without being killed. Be nice, wouldn't it? okay? Not necessarily a basic human right, but according to the Ten Commandments, we should not kill. So we should be able to live a life, guess what, without being killed. And we should punish those who do such matters. Yeah, you should be able to live your life that if you have earned, let me make it clear, something, that something then belongs to you. And you have the right not to have someone come in and take it, including the government or those freeloading off said government. You have that privilege. You have the privilege to worship one God. There are things that we have. I found lists of other things. You know, I did. And some of them matched what the Eastern European country said, and some of them did not. But at the end of the day, in Genesis 2:24, you have the right to marriage. You do. You do. But here's what we want to do with that. Here's how we entitle that one. I have the right to marry whomever I want, whenever I want, because I want. The right to marriage gives me the right to marry whomever I want, whenever I want, however I want. Let's see. Any husbands in here? If I want to marry your wife, do I have the right? Well, that falls under whoever I want, whenever I want, however. Your 7-year-old daughter. Does Randy have the right? Whoever he wants, whenever he wants, however he wants. Be careful the rules you make that God does not. They come from, guess what? Entitlement. You have the right to family, Psalm 127:5. You have the right to an opportunity to work. This goes back to a problem we're having in Lexington that they're trying to combat. That is what? Anybody know? Panhandling. And by some strange, crazy, Craig doesn't understand it, the Supreme Court of Kentucky decided that banning panhandling was infringing upon the rights of the poor. I would look them all in the eye and say, I do not get it. I do not get it. You have the right to not be murdered, not be robbed, not be insulted, kidnapped, or enslaved, not be cheated on, not be lied about, not be disrespected, not be cheated in business. And I could go down through this list of things that God tells us to live in a society which gives us the right, not really the word we use, but gives us the privilege to live in a place where those things don't happen. Here's what we do, though. Well, what if nobody lives by those rules? I'm going to tell you what my mama used to tell me. I'm not worried about everybody else. I'm worried about you. Don't come at me with he said or she said or he did or she did. I finally, when I wanted to get to the crux of this sermon, had to go to the only example I knew would get it right and find out what entitlement looks like. Who would that be? Let's see how Jesus handled his rights. Fair enough? Let's see what the Bible says about what we have the privilege to do and how Jesus himself handled his rights. First of all, let me just read some verses in order about us and let you think on it. Unveiling. Ripping back the curtains on the illusion of entitlement. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. You ready for this? Do not think of yourself more highly than you ought. Boom. Done. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verses 9 and 10. In your toil, your work, at which you work under the sun, whatever your hands find to do, do it with all of your might. For there is no work, thought, knowledge, or wisdom in the direction you are going. Standing idle and doing nothing gains you nothing and entitles you to. That's scripture, folks. Colossians 3, whatever you do, work heartily. As for the Lord and not for men. If you're going to do something, get right who you're doing it for, and then the rest of the work will follow. If you're doing it for money, for time, for a wife, for a spouse, for a boss, you're probably going to run out of a reason. But if you're working for the Lord, if you're giving to the Lord, if you're serving the Lord, you're never going to run out of a reason. And you will receive your inheritance as your reward, for you are serving Christ. Proverbs chapter 12, 11. Whoever works his land will have plenty of bread. Woo! Whoever works the land will have plenty of bread. If you work, you get paid. If you work, you get paid. Here's my favorite. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6. Go to the ant and consider its ways and be wise, you sluggard. That's my favorite. Go to the ant and consider its ways and be wise, you sluggard. That guy just said, you see that thing over there we like to fry with the magnifying glass? He'd be smarter than you, you lazy fool. That's the Tackett Revised Version. Genesis 2:15, the Lord God took the man, put him in the garden to work it, and then to keep it. To work it, and then to keep it. So you also, when you have done everything you were told, you should be able to say, oh, listen close, but we are unworthy servants. We have simply done our duty. You know what we want to say? Look what I did. I'm guilty of this. Spent all day with Mike Trent building myself an herb garden. You know what I did as soon as I got done? I posted it on Facebook. Shame on me. But I liked it. And I wanted you to like it too. Because that was hard work. But Mike was probably way the better believer, the better servant, the better Christian on that. You know what Mike did? Mike helped his friend. And that was all Mike needed. Today we learn from Mike. He probably embarrasses all get out, and I don't care right now. I'm sorry. Today he's the deacon. He's the servant. He's the example. For then when we were with you, we would give you this command. If anyone is not willing to work, let him not eat. What? Okay, let's get something straight here. How many of you believe in Jesus? Raise your hands right now. Okay, good. How many of you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Raise your hand right now. How many of you believe Jesus used the Word of God to teach us how we're to live? Raise your hand. Okay, this is the Bible, and here's what it says. If anyone is not willing to work, let him not eat. For we hear there are those among you who walk in idleness, not busy at work, but just busy bodies. Such persons we command and encourage in the Lord to do their work and earn their own living. Do you know what we do? We feed our kids anyway. So here's the mistake we make as parents. Our kid doesn't want to eat. I'm pointing my finger here, pointing my finger right here. Tayson does not want to eat. You know what I should do? Let him starve. Those cheeks aren't getting any smaller. He's got plenty to pull from. But that's so mean. You got a guy out there on the street, he's not willing to work. Hand that brother a burger. If he won't take a burger, don't hand him $5. You know why? He's not willing to work. And if you hand him $5, he's going to keep on wanting $5 from the next person. If my son's hungry, do you know what my son needs to do? He needs to eat what I give him. And he will not learn that he should get a cell phone and a smartphone and internet and a computer when he is 7. And I am saying something to some of you guys who do that for your kids. Because your kids are becoming... Can I ask you something? Do you own anything? Think long and hard before you answer. Do you own anything? Because I'm about to quote Scripture. The earth is the... And... Everything. The earth is the and everything. So if anyone has the right to give or to take, who is it? God is eternal. If anyone has the right to judge over living and dying, who is it? If anyone has the right to call anything down or give anything up, who is it? The Lord. Yes. So, what did God do with his privilege? What did Jesus do with his opportunity to control, to manipulate, to run, to overwhelm? For he did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but he made himself a man, not only a man, but a servant. Not just a servant, but he gave himself over to death. Not any death, but death on the cross. The only one with the right to be served did what? In Matthew chapter 4, Jesus goes through 40 days and 40 nights of nothing. Owns everything, has nothing, and the devil offers him bread. He could have made bread, but instead he responds, man cannot live by bread. If you jump off this building, you could call 10,000 angels. The only person with the right to call did what? Nothing. Matthew 20, 28. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to... Entitlement does two things very well. It takes away gratitude and thankfulness. It takes away gratitude and thankfulness. And as believers who rely wholly and completely upon God, we should be thankful and grateful for anything and everything he allows us to have for however short a time or however long a time, however small or however big he gives it. And we should not be compared to anyone else, because at the end of the day, he told you it was going to be this way. To some, he gave one talent. To some, he gave two talents. To some, he gave five talents. And he never says it's fair. You will not find fair in the Bible. So here's what you have to decide, all ye entitled, me included. Is life about fair, or is life about Jesus? Is life about America, or is life about the kingdom? Because there's a major difference. And it affects the church. It affects the church. Let me read you some phrases from church people. Things church people have said. I got to find it. Just give me a second. I got too many things here. Here we go. I lied. Oh, right here. Top. Of course. How do we know when entitlement becomes pervasive in our churches? We can be sure it's present when we hear comments like this. I have been a member of this church for 20 years, so I deserve... Someone is sitting in the pew where my family sits. I tithe to this church, so you work for me. If I don't get my way, I will not give. Some people will be in trouble if they mess with the worship. We'll just visit another church until he changes things back to the way they were. Why didn't you visit me? It's what we pay you to do. And this one has become my personal favorite. This was said to me. Well, aren't you an American? True story. As we began to move away from everyone having a right to vote, as we began to move away from church being a democracy, which nowhere in Scripture is it, someone said to me, well, aren't you an American? I am. And I didn't have the heart to say, and America's not a democracy either. And it's not. It's a democratic republic, and there's a major difference. Look it up. When we want our way and everybody wants their way, it never works. So you have to pick a way. And Jesus said, I am what? This will not be fixed tomorrow. And I'm very proud, not pride, I'm proud of myself, because this could have really shifted toward finances. It could have really shifted toward money, and I was very much trying not to, because I'm going to preach on that next week. But here's what I can promise you. If we choose to go this way, nobody's going to follow us. We may even have husbands, kids, family members, other churches not agree with where we're going here. We have a decision to make. Are we living for men? Or are we living for? Because entitlement says, give me. Servanthood says, give them. Entitlement says, mine. Servanthood says, theirs. Entitlement says, me. Servanthood says, mission. Choose this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, what would Jesus do is a cliche. And so I will not use it. What Jesus did do was serve. And that's what we ought to do. Put others before ourselves. Not try to keep up with the Joneses. Not speak when we do not know. Not get in the merge lane. As Cameron comes, I want to remind you of something. What I'm calling you to do in this message, you cannot do. Did you hear that? What I'm calling you to do in this message, you cannot do. You need help. We need each other to call us on it. And we need God to give us strength to carry us through it. Would you stand? And when you're ready, would you sing? Unless I'm mistaken, I need you, right? What's this song? Yep. When you're ready, sing, think, pray, rejoice, celebrate, be upset at me. That's on you. But let's live, unveiling the illusion of entitlement and opening the doors for us to be servants, givers, lovers.